Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you'd like to do that, 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And there's all sorts of stuff to talk about. Nikki, you brought us something about a Momnibus Act, which I've never heard of. Bonnie, you have a story about single men and sex. And Nikki, you have another story about a North Carolina birth certificate law that I haven't heard anything about, but based on it being North Carolina, I can guess what it has to do with, and it's probably got something to do with trans people and birth certificates.
Yep.
So let's get into that, because I haven't heard anything about it, and I'm curious. I generally don't like talking about trans things, but North Carolina keeps making headlines for doing stupid things. And I suspect this is going to be another a very long list of stupid things. If I recall correctly, a few years ago, they attempted to pass a law, or they did pass a law, requiring a person to use the bathroom of the sex that was listed on their birth certificate.
Yeah, which I can imagine could be very awkward for some people that don't look like that gender.
Can you imagine trying to use the restroom somewhere, though, and having to show the owner of that restroom your birth certificate?
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane that they would. I mean, that's as bad as restaurants in California requiring people to show ID in order to buy a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
Both of those things are equally insane.
Were there any stories of that actually happening where, like, an owner was like, show me your birth certificate?
I don't know. The only chance that we really had to see that was, this is why I don't like Caitlyn Jenner, right? Mm. When this law went into effect, Donald Trump said, I don't care who uses the restrooms in my place. You can use in my hotels or my casinos or whatever. You can use whatever restroom you want. So Caitlyn Jenner made this video where she went to one of Trump's properties and used the women's restroom. Instead of doing something meaningful, like going to North Carolina and doing the same thing there, where it would actually have been illegal.
So, but I thought Caitlyn Jenner was, like, a big fan of Trump.
I don't know if I don't know what Caitlyn Jenner's politics are. I just know she wants to be the Rosa Parks of the trans movement, but she's only willing to sit on the bus that she already knows in advance is going to let her sit wherever she wants.
Hmm. And I don't think a single transgender person wants Caitlyn Jenner to be their spokesperson. I can't think of anybody.
I don't know of very many trans people who have anything nice to say about Caitlyn Jenner. I certainly don't.
Yeah. So the title of this article is North Carolina Birth Certificate Law Discriminates Against Transgender People, Federal Lawsuit Says.
So the federal government is suing North Carolina?
No, it is some...
Oh, it's being brought in a federal...
Yes,
federal
it's like some transgender association type of thing. And I think there are three other people associated with it. One adult and like two 16-year-olds that their parents are suing in their behalf. So it's a federal lawsuit that was filed Tuesday saying that North Carolina law prevents some transgender people from changing their birth certificate to reflect the gender that they identify as.
I don't understand. I guess in North Carolina, where they sort of made a big issue about the birth certificate thing and your birth sex, I don't understand why any trans person would have stayed in North Carolina at that point. But if you're not in North Carolina, what do you care what sex the government says you are? Let's just eliminate that field entirely from government records because it's not their business and it's not their determination.
Well, I think some people are upset about it because they want to change their legal documents to reflect their chosen gender because they kind of, like some transgender people want to keep it a secret that they're trans for whatever reason. Okay. So they kind of don't want to be outed and they feel like, if they're outed, then they feel more likely to be discriminated against or attacked or whatever it might be. So
if they can't get their birth certificate updated, presumably they can't get their ID updated?
I would assume so.
Why wouldn't they just leave North Carolina? It's proven that it's hostile to them.
Yeah, that would probably be a wise decision.
Yeah, go somewhere where you don't have to deal with that. Like New Hampshire recently allowed the X gender marker on IDs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was, I think, 2 years ago that they allowed that.
What is that? Just to put an X?
Non-binary. Oh. Or just neglecting to answer the question, I guess, would actually be what the X is. But it's generally used by non-binary people.
So the state law says individuals can legally change their gender on a birth certificate only if they have undergone sex reassignment surgery. The lawsuit says that's unconstitutional and discriminatory.
I don't know. It's probably unconstitutional, and it's probably discriminatory, but I'm more concerned with just how stupid it is.
Yeah, I think people should just do whatever they want. Like, I don't really care if somebody wants to change the gender on their birth certificate. I think they have that right to do.
Yeah, it's like, their birth certificate.
Yeah,
right?
Like, what does that affect me? What does that affect anybody in North Carolina? Like, just let them do it. Like, why do these people care so much that they're going to put through this legislation that doesn't allow them to do that?
My take on this is that the birth certificate actually probably shouldn't be changeable if it's going to be, you know, some sort of permanent record. Maybe not controlled by the state, but issued privately by hospitals or whatever. However, society wants to do that in a free way. The person's sex at their birth was still male or female,
yeah.
Even if they underwent, you know, gender reassignment surgery, or even if they transitioned, and that it's like rewriting the past to change that and say, no, I was biologically a female then, yeah, but you weren't. And, you know, saying that's not true is like hiding from your past and hiding from who you are.
I'm going to go as far to say that we shouldn't even have birth certificates.
Oh, absolutely. And if we are, they should be like issued by private hospitals or something
yeah.
like that, not controlled by the government.
I would think that it is mostly just because they want to get another thing changed, like their driver's license or whatever, and they can't do that if they don't have some kind of proof. But yeah, it does seem, that's the thing that was kind of weird to me. I was like, wait, but wouldn't that say you were born, like, male or female? It might be just a case of some people are like, well, I was born female, whether you say so or not, and, you know, whatever, not my problem. Like, they should be able to change it if they want.
Well, that's why they typically use the phrase sex assigned at birth and
yeah.
instead of any of this other stuff. But, like, here in New Hampshire, I have all the paperwork needed. I just have to actually make an appointment to go deal with the DMV. I don't need any changes to my birth certificate in order to have my ID list female as my gender.
And honestly, I can't remember the last time I've needed my birth certificate for anything. You know, like normally if you need like some sort of like legal ID, it's like you got a passport or
getting
like,
married.
Oh, do you? Well, I don't plan on getting legally married either, so
I don't.
I guess
that
doesn't affect me either, but
I think the only times in my entire life I've ever needed my birth certificate or my Social Security card was when I was dealing with the DMV. Everywhere else, it's just, like, my ID.
Yeah. So I know the DMV now, like, requires 3 different IDs, 4 pieces of mail from you. At least this is how it was when I was in Massachusetts, but they asked for, like, 7 different documents, and it's like, dude, I was rummaging through the recycling bin just trying to find mail with my name on it, and it's just, they make it so difficult.
There's a commonality here in Keene where your first trip to the DMV is never to accomplish whatever goal you're trying to accomplish. It's to find out what paperwork you're missing to accomplish that goal. And I did this recently. I finally got a copy of the original long-form birth certificate. I was like, great, finally going to get this taken care of. Oh, but I can't because it turns out the FBI took my Social Security card, so now I have to go to the Social Security office here in
Keene. That's never going to happen.
And get a new one.
Just so you know.
That's not going to happen.
They're never going to give you a new one, just because I'm not serious. Obviously, it will happen, but it took so long for them to get me one, and I had to get them so many different things.
Here
this
in
was
New
in
Hampshire?
San Antonio, though. No, this is in San Antonio.
New Hampshire's different. Hmm. I mean, each state is different. Like in Mississippi, you can just do it online.
Oh, my goodness.
If I could get my sister to do it for me, she could do it for me, and I could have it next week, and I wouldn't have to go deal with the Social Security office.
Why did they steal steal your Social Security card.
Why did they steal my Nintendo Wii? I don't know why they took half the stuff that they took. I guess my Social Security card could have been used to open a bank account or something. I don't know.
So dumb.
A lot of... I mean, they also took my car keys. They didn't thankfully return those. But I don't know that they took my Social Security card. Maybe I just lost it in the cleanup process afterward when my house was a wreck. But I think they probably took it because it's an important document, and they took quite a lot of those. There's more coming up. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, you're invited to weigh in 283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we have joined a number of new streaming services. Ian was working hard at that last night, translating stuff out of Chinese. It was all very entertaining, believe it or not. But really, if you want to watch us, we're going to disappear from these platforms probably sooner rather than later. YouTube has already banned us again, and we won't be streaming there, I think, until sometime in February. If you really want to watch the show, you should follow us on Odyssey. You can find it at video.freetalklive.com, because there you don't have to worry on a day-to-day basis about whether or not Free Talk Live is actually going to be there. We're there every single day, and that's not going to change. We're not going to be censored, we're not going to be kicked off, or any of that other nonsense. Video.freetalklive.com. If you actually want a reliable way to watch the videos, that's the way to do it. But let's go to the phones. We have Mark calling from, I put down somewhere over the rainbow. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Indeed. This law they're talking about as far as transgender folks having to not, they don't get to call themselves their gender officially until they've had a sex change operation, is just another way that governments use their power to separate us. First off, nobody should care what you're hiding under your skirt, right? Unless that person chooses to get up under the skirt and you choose to allow them to get under the skirt, right?
Right. That's my take on it.
Perverted, okay?
Yeah.
Is what this is. And at the same time, I think there's some good arguments against some of the things that are out there in the trans community. But I'll tell you just a second. But I think that the fringes on both sides are trying to control the narrative when the vast majority of us in the middle sort of agree at this point. I'm not saying it was great 15 years ago or something like that. There's certainly, more discrimination back then than there is now, and we're moving towards a world where, any old buddy can wear a skirt if they want to. But, for instance, I think that the average person would say that, biological men competing in female sports, especially female contact sports like MMA or wrestling or something like that, is probably, that's just not the way to do it.
I don't know that I agree with that statement. I think it represents a sample bias among the media, as I've pointed out a couple of times in the past. No media organization is writing a news story about a trans woman who entered women's boxing and lost 17 out of 17 matches. But if a trans woman goes in there and they win a match or they win a championship, that makes headlines. But losing doesn't make headlines, so it just never gets talked about. But there are plenty of trans athletes competing in the gender of their choice, and they're just not performing well. And they just don't get talked about.
I'm sure that's true, and I don't know what the statistics are, but I think that from the standpoint of just sort of what does Mr. and Mrs. America think regarding should trans athletes be able to compete in the gender of their choice or whatever, you're probably going to hear them say, well, that doesn't sound fair at all. And this is one of the ways that I believe that the fringe controls the conversation. And here's what my solution for that is, if you'd like to hear it, is that we have female, a biological 2X chromosome female, category and an open category. That way, anybody who wants can compete in the open category. You don't have to have a Y chromosome or whatever it has to be. But, you just narrow it down and say, this group is for women and then the rest is for whomever else wishes to compete. And I think that would generally solve the problem.
I get what you're saying, but people are never going to go for it because although it's valid, it's sexist.
How's it sexist? It's not even a sex. It's either female, and meaning that, this is the
because it implies that women are incapable of competing with biological men and have to be segregated off into their own category of competition. And while that's generally true, it's not a battle I want to fight, Mark.
I'm sure I could beat a lot of biological men at, basketball or, hockey or something,
I have no doubt.
I know you could beat me.
I mean, plenty could. But on average, men are more physically capable than women. And and the strongest man is going to be stronger than the strongest woman.
Well, yeah, when you take into, like, taking hormones into consideration, like...
Right, testosterone is a performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah, well, and muscle mass.
My thought is just, Mark, if you ran a sports complex or something, you could run it that way, and of the people who decided to join your sports complex or whatever and play... would have to agree to do it that way, and just somebody else can make their own sports complex doing it however other way they want to do it. I just don't see why it has to be an issue we all need to figure out, like the government needs to tell us how to do it. Like, people can just arrange themselves voluntarily.
And that's where the problem comes into place, when we're going to have, like, the government control, like, what, you know, schools do and what private institutions do with their sporting events. Like, that's where the problem comes into play. It should be a case-by-case basis, I think. I don't think there's, like, one right answer.
Advocate. You'll note that I did not say the government should tell everybody what to do.
I know, but it's just like
providing a solution that I think that would work in this circumstance. I will say this. The government does tell us who's going to compete in a given scenario when it comes to high school and basically college sports. So
they shouldn't be.
Well, and that's why I kind of brought it up.
But they certainly are taxing me. And they certainly are doing it. So, in that circumstance, then my opinion then becomes valid in the government sports arena in that particular area. So
I don't think the government cares about your opinion, even if you do pay taxes.
But I know they don't care, but they have to listen on Free Talk Live. Second thing that I would say is that people tend to get real emotional about kids. So when the 7-year-old begins transitioning or whatever goes on here, you know, there's lots of people that immediately begin saying, hey, whoa, what a kid likes at 7, they're not going to like later, and they're going to change their mind, and, you know, all these sorts of things. I don't have a particular opinion. Thank goodness this isn't an issue. I have a difficult time getting my son to comb his hair, let alone, wear anything else as far as, you know, clothing goes. The difficulty that you're going to see is that when somebody supports, and I know you do, Aria, and I'd like to give you the opportunity to say why you support young people being able to transition.
Okay, you want me to answer that right now?
Yeah.
Well, because the individual is always best suited to determine how their life is going to go. Sure, they may make a mistake, right? If they're 12 years old and they go, I want to transition into female or male or whatever, they may ultimately regret that decision. But it's not like time is just going to stop, right? And they're just going to suddenly become an adult and they can choose male or female and the consequences are going to be unchanged, right? They're going to go through puberty one way or the other. They're either going to regret going through it as their birth sex, or they're going to regret transitioning and going through it. Or they're going to be happy about going through it as their birth sex, or happy about transitioning and going through it as their chosen sex. There's the possibility of regret on both sides. I err on the side of caution and say, just let the person do what's going to make them happy, and they may regret it. Stick with us, Mark. There's more coming up, and you're invited to join us at 603-283.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health officials are warning Americans about the uptick in hospitalizations among those fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The concern about fading immunity against severe COVID infection comes as the FDA is expecting to authorize a Pfizer vaccine booster for adults 18 and older. The CDC reporting a decline in effectiveness among the elderly and residents of long-term care facilities who received their shots first. Jurors in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse have concluded their deliberations for Wednesday. Rittenhouse is facing charges for fatally shooting two protesters and injuring a third during riots and looting in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile is calling for protesters not to repeat the actions of the summer of 2020. USA Radio News. The Biden administration's vaccine mandate is once again affecting federal workers.
Customs and Border Protection won't release the number, but it's likely that the jobs of thousands of Border Patrol agents are on the chopping block if the requests for COVID-19 vaccine exemptions aren't accepted or if they simply refuse to take the jab. Agents were required to report their vaccination status and face termination if not fully vaccinated by November 22nd. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Former Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs III is being ordered to appear in court again. This is because a judge says he missed an alcohol test. Ruggs faces decades behind bars if convicted of a deadly crash earlier this month. He faces numerous charges, including DUI, resulting in death. Ruggs' blood alcohol level after the crash came out to twice the legal limit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Aria, Nikki, and Bonnie, and we're actually being joined by Mark, who is somewhere over the rainbow. I often lose track of exactly where Mark is and what he's doing. So, Mark, we're talking about the trans thing, because there's so much in the issue that is almost impossible to unpack. And it's not made any better by bad faith actors on both sides of the issue who don't want a dialogue. They want obedience to their worldview.
I'm with you on that, 100%.
Yeah, you alluded to that.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm willing to talk about certain areas. I mean, there's a couple of aspects to the trans agenda that bug me, and I pointed them out, which is this, formerly male athletes competing against, currently female athletes, and young people, and I'm talking about, there's news stories out there of six-year-olds being trans and these sorts of things, and I'm not claiming that, trans doesn't exist. I mean, it's interesting how Dave Chappelle basically outlined what gender dysphoria is on stage, and then as a comedian called it funny because there's lots of funny things, and then he gets called transphobic.
You're referring to his previous Netflix special where he said, something to the effect of, men can be trapped in a woman's body. If you think about it, that's funny. And he's right. That is a funny example of nature. Cats can be born with six toes. A male brain can be formed in a female body and vice versa. Nature is not perfect. And I think that's one of the reasons that we see so much resistance from this idea among the Christian right. It's because they have it in their head that God does not make mistakes. And no matter how you slice it, a male being born in a female's body or a female being born in a male's body is a mistake. That's not nature operating as nature is supposed to operate. That's a cat being born with six toes.
And I think that the easiest thing to do is point out, I know we're not supposed to use this term anymore, hermaphroditic, examples in the species, and say, look, you know, there's people born with two X chromosomes and one Y. There's people who are born, with both genital forms. There's a variety of things out there. If this can happen physically, then it can happen presumably mentally. Now, I don't, and like Dave Chappelle, I think it's a really great point that he makes. In fact, I made it on the air prior that he did. Is that if somebody cuts off their junk, they're committed, whether I agree with them or not. And I'm all for it if you're committed. So, you know, by all means. But there's a few aspects to this that get a little,
But that isn't where you draw the line on whether or not someone is committed to this, right?
No. I think that it's perverse to care what's going on inside someone's trousers.
That's something I wanted to point out that you said, Mark. I agree that it's weird how the right mostly has all these thoughts that to me seem perverse. Like, whenever I hear a girl saying like something about like, oh, my parents were so mad when they found out I lost my virginity or something like that, I'm like, that's creepy. That's creepy of your parents to think about. I feel like my dad would just be like, doesn't happen in my brain. He just doesn't think about anything like that. For parents to be like, you know, the right wing parents that are all controlling and like, my kid can't lose their virginity. You're like perverted thinking about it. You know what I mean? I agree that it's perverted to care so much about other people's genitalia.
And I also agree that commitment is the important deciding factor. If someone is committed to, you know, having a gender identity that is other than their birth sex, that will show in their behavior and in their appearance and in their mannerisms. And it's usually pretty obvious. If they're not committed, if they want to walk around with a 5 o'clock shadow, I'm not going to call them she. I'm just not going to do it because they're not committed to it, and I'm not going to do the work for them.
Well, there are some biological females that do, you know, have hormone imbalances or different disorders or whatever, that they do grow facial hair.
My great aunt had a mustache. It absolutely does happen. But when we're talking about a trans person, we're not talking about a genetic female who is happen to be growing facial hair. We're talking about a transitioning person from male to female who can't be bothered to actually transition. And they say, but it'll help my gender dysphoria if you use my pronouns of choice. No. What will help your gender dysphoria is to go home and shave the beard. That will help you far more than any words that I could choose to use for you.
And the thing that confuses me the most is when you're introduced to somebody as female, like, oh, she will help you, but they literally still have a male name. Like, you're going by Josh and want me to call you she? I can't understand that. It's going to confuse me.
Excellent point as well.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. I'd forgotten about that one, but I do have that same, issue is that, look, if you're wearing pants, you shave your head, you got a beard, and you want me to call you some pronoun besides he, then I don't know what exactly to do here. It's going to take me a little while to get my whole head wrapped around this, if you'll pardon me.
It's not that you're unwilling it's just that,
it's confusing.
It's confusing. It's going to take time to understand. In my case, I'm unwilling to, because I think that, I put in the work, they should have to put in the work as well.
Well, look, what I like to do is I like to use you as an example when I talk about this stuff.
Oh, good.
you bring value to me. And in so much as you're, junior partner in Free Talk Live, you do lots of work for Free Talk Live, you do a really good job, you're able to take a good ribbing about your, situation, your transgender situation, and all that good stuff, you bring value to me. So I'm willing, very easily, with much facility to say, you know, whatever pronouns you want, so long as value is brought to my life. However, when somebody comes forward and they're robbing me of value, like the first thing they want to do is they want their pronoun to come out of my mouth. Well, you know, what have you brought to me? You know, this is a, everything's a, you know, social economic transaction. So, you know, what do I get out of this besides some angry blue-haired a-hole, you know, calling me a bad guy? And nobody wants to be wrong. We humans spend all of our time being, trying to be right or at the very least not be wrong. And, confusion is not a state that we like. So when somebody tries to control a social situation through confusion and, you know, distraction about their pronouns, you know what kind of person you're dealing with. You're dealing with somebody who is A, a jerk, and B, doesn't know how to debate.
Sure.
Mark, so are you only nice to me because I bring you value?
I think that everything's a transaction, and I know that people don't like it when I say these things, but the fact is, yes, it's true.
I thought you were going to take the diplomatic approach and just use that as your answer, but no, you went all in. Kudos, Mark.
No, it's true. I mean, like, you're all bringing me value. And, you know, like, Bonnie's taking care of my business partner when I can't even speak to him. And
that's a very mercantile way of viewing the world.
Well, try it on
mercenary way.
See if it isn't true.
No, I know it's true. I just don't like thinking of it as true, and I wouldn't put it in such stark terms as, I only like you because you bring me value.
Well, you know, like, this is my job on Free Talk Live, among other things, is to state the things that people do not wish to state. You know, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I don't care if I get canceled on Twitter. In fact, please, my Twitter handle is 1Medj1. Go ahead and cancel me, whatever that means. You
just
know,
don't get rid of Mark Edge Googling on Twitter.
No, God, that guy's glorious. Or that person. I don't know. I shouldn't be guessing their pronoun. But I'd be willing to put money down that it's male.
I would tend to agree. So, Mark, you wanted to talk about the Free State Project. Do you want to hang around with us one more segment and discuss that?
Yeah, please.
Because I know you didn't just call in to talk about the trans thing. And you've always got something to say about the Free State Project and what it's doing, what it's up to. I love the Free State Project, and I think it's proving to be very successful, and we're seeing a lot of really positive things coming out of it. I mean, last week we went over a lot of the liberty-leaning bills that were proposed this year. It's exciting stuff happening, plus the secession amendment, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
If you'd like to do that, that's 603-283-6160. Now, as we talked about, you should subscribe to us at video.freetalklive.com, and there's more reason for you to do that than ever. If you subscribe to us there, that's our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com, take a screenshot of that. Then join our social media server, which is just social.freetalklive.com. That'll show you the steps it takes in order to actually sign up and do all of that great stuff. Send me that screenshot on that social media server, and that will enter you into our giveaway. We're giving away a BitBox. It is a 100% open source hardware cryptocurrency wallet, and it mitigates a lot of the problems that other wallets sometimes have. I mean, if you don't know who's actually programming your hardware wallet, it might not actually be secure. If it's open source, you don't have to deal with that. That's why we're giving one of these away on an upcoming episode of Free Your Talk Live. But if you don't want to risk your chances in a giveaway, go to box.freetalklive.com. Use code FTL for a 5% discount. That's box.freetalklive.com. We are still on the phone with Mark, who is calling from somewhere. And he initially said he wanted to talk about the trans issue, and that was great, but I know that's not really what Mark wanted to talk about. Mark, you're back with us here on the show.
Right. I want to talk about the Free State Project. And you, and that's a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to the state of New Hampshire. And when I called in, I think it was about a week ago, you characterized my statement as tearing down the Free State Project in order to build up my project.
As Dave Chappelle would say, you were punching down, Mark.
Well, The Free State Project is the most successful liberty movement on the planet, certainly, perhaps the history of the world, if you decide how you're going to define that. So, no, I am not punching down. I'd be punching up. But the point that I would like to make on that is that I don't want to look like I'm tearing down the Free State Project, because that's not a good look. But I will admit a certain level of embitterment towards the Free State Project. And I just want to talk about my transition from being an acolyte. I mean, you know, I've been on the air for 20 years on Free Talk Live almost. And, you know, I mean, I have I've gone so far as to say things like, you're not a real libertarian if you're not willing to pick up and move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, for whatever reason, when I was working on something for the streaming stuff that we do, I ended up finding a clip of you talking about reasons why people should move to the Free State Project or move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It was really, really great. I'm curious if you watched that today, if you would still stand by it.
Well, I'd be curious too. You know, I mean, let's do a reaction video. That'll be fun.
That would be fun. Let's do that, Mark.
You gotta come back to New Hampshire.
We can do it. Well, we can do it on Gypsy, and I don't want to go to New Hampshire. They arrest libertarians there. Screw New Hampshire. So, you know, Free State Project, my butt. The FBI has gone into the Free Talk Live studios two times now, and what has the Free State Project or any of the you know, the people, the signers, have been able to do? And the answer is nothing.
Well,
they can't do anything.
They did take a $10,000 donation from someone affiliated with Free Talk Live, and they did call their pavilion at the Porcupine Freedom Festival the Crypto 6 Pavilion in return for that $10,000 donation. But as far as actually doing
anything... Wow, I am agog with that kind of generosity.
Right? It's amazing, isn't it? But beyond that, no, the Free State Project, as far as I'm aware, has not done anything regarding the Crypto 6.
They have never came out and made their own statement. At least the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire did come out and make a statement saying, we are against this happening in our state. We you know, don't like that this happened, you know, whatever.
Right.
So at least somebody could do.
Well, the Free State Project Incorporated has not done anything. I mean, plenty of free staters have voiced their opinions on the subject. But Free State Project Incorporated,
yeah,
it has a certain look that it wants to maintain. It doesn't want to appear to be resisting the state apparatus because it's pretty much wholesale part of the state apparatus at this point. That's why it incorporated.
The Free State Project is to the great New Hampshire Liberty Migration what politicians are to the flag. They'll throw it up whenever the, you know, anything bad comes around, and so you know, bring it down and start giving orders when everything's fine. You know, I don't have much nice to say about all of that stuff. However, I'd like to make a statement. I'd like to repeat a statement that was made to me. So this was some years ago. Tom Woods was visiting New Hampshire, and he dropped off on Thanksgiving and did an episode of Free Talk Live with us. It was really great. And for those who don't know, it's the Tom Woods Show. Look him up. I'm sure Google will get you right to his website. He's one of the great Liberty broadcasters out there. And he asked a question that I was unable to answer. And I'm going to ask that question here. He asked me, you know, when I was talking about, you know, why wouldn't you move to New Hampshire? It's great because, you know, there's a stark lack of the libertarian, what we call celebritarians in the Free State Project and movers to New Hampshire. I asked him, why haven't you moved or something to that effect? He said, well, why would I move? What do I get out of moving? What's the benefit to me? And I think that we, you know, who have moved for the Free State Project fall into the group trap, as Harry Brown would call it. We collectivize and say, hey, we're all going to work together to do this. This is an individualist movement for good reason. We're very bad at working together. We're individualists, and I think we need something different than that. But I guess I would ask the question right now, with New Hampshire falling to the 24th, 26th freest state in the union with its COVID rules and these sorts of things, why would
Where are you
I
getting that data? Because Bonnie has a story tonight about New Hampshire being second, I think.
No, first in economics.
First in economic freedom.
Sure. I'll ask that. So now we're going to take some old data from prior to COVID and look at that. But that's great.
No, this is the latest. This is the latest ranking. So it includes COVID.
It's okay. Latest.
Presumably,
I can tell you that if you look at the COVID rankings back then, that was, you know, New Hampshire with its lockdowns and its mask mandates and all these things was considered to be somewhere in the mid 20s. I'm not going to get quoted an exact number because I don't know.
I never wore a mask once in New Hampshire.
I just think that it's less about how free it is right now and how free it could be in the future. If everybody moves together, then you have a chance. If we are all scattered, we have no chance.
Yeah, perfect is the enemy of the good, Mark.
Wait. Hold on. We're parroting the lines. These are not the lines. You are not going to be free in the United States at all.
That's why you got to secede.
I'm free right now.
Well, you're not going to secede, Bonnie.
We don't know how that's going
to
shake out.
You're not going to secede, but, you know, if you do secede, it's going to cause a great deal of disruption.
That's the plan.
Perfect.
Anybody who's listening to me right now can secede tomorrow because airlines fly out of the United States every single day. You don't have to deal with this stuff.
Yeah, you do. You have to deal with it somewhere else.
Do you see why I accuse you of knocking the Free State Project to instead support what you're trying to do, Mark? Because you pretty much just did exactly that.
Yeah, there's the plug.
There's either a good idea or a bad idea, and that's what I'm trying to get at. Note, no one's answered my question, which is, how do I benefit by living in New Hampshire?
You as in Mark?
Being able to do my... Sure.
Well, you get to be on Free Talk Live.
Great. Let's put that to the side because, you know, I can be on Free Talk Live without being in New Hampshire, but there are very few people that can claim that as a reason.
Well, if we're answering the question about you, that's one of the reasons. I mean, you asked the question. You wanted an answer. It's because you can be here in a studio doing Free Talk Live.
Because if you were doing, like, activism or you said out on the show, you said the FBI is peddling child porn and people were coming after you, you would have people who would be on your side instead of just only you, just Mark in Florida. Who were libertarians.
The FBI did peddle child porn.
I know.
And they did come after me, and no one could do anything to fix the problem. It's now more than 5 years later, I'm trying to get our electronics equipment and an apology from the FBI, and they're still just pretending like, well, you know, you're going to have to prove there's not child porn on a computer. How do I prove there's not child porn on a computer that you have? It's obviously ridiculous.
Well, you wouldn't have people coming to your house to film. You wouldn't have people doing the things they can do. Obviously, unless a group of libertarians moves to one state and votes to secede, then we can't do anything about the FBI. All we can do is get them out of our state. And I just don't really see how... What can we do?
And move to where they don't have jurisdiction.
And then there's no malls and there's no access for me to get the stuff I put in my hair.
Yeah. I've got to say, I want to be part of the first world and all the benefits that come with that. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Mark. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got?
Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.